Steve. We're fighting for you from the Foxhole of Freedom every single day, willing to say whatever it takes to get your attention, and maybe you just might learn something. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, specifically in Lansing, making sure that there is no criminal charges in the killing of that stray wolf near Marshall earlier this year. Number two, Donald Trump on his way back to Michigan. It'll happen Wednesday, May 1st. He'll be in Freeland, just north of Saginaw, for a rally on that day. Wednesday, May 1st. Write it down if you want to go see Donald Trump here in Michigan. And number three, we're going to pick up where we were last hour and get started here from where we were last hour and just tell you that Joe Biden is just gone. He is. Joe Biden is just gone. I mean, in a way that's just embarrassing. Every day it's worse. I mean, and I'm not talking about the lies, nonsense. Yeah, we get all that. I'm talking about that he's just not on the ball. Look, he was out speaking yesterday. It was Joe Biden, right? Reading the prompter. And then he says, four more years. Pause. He's so dumb, he's Ronald. He's Ron Jeremy. That's what he is. He's Ron Jeremy. And it gets worse every single day. Look at this. Listen to this.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Well, I, for those of you able to see it, I want you to see it again. I want you to play it again. Look at the guy behind him going, oh, boy. And then they try to, four more years to try to cover his absolute dementia. One more time.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
This is the guy that's going to defend us against Xi Jinping, who's spending your money in Ukraine to defend that nation. This is the guy who's in charge of border security. Oh, and once again, Joe Biden is ready to choose freedom over democracy. Second time he said that in about 3 days. Here it is.
Forward, not back. Are you ready to choose unity over division, dignity over hate, truth over lies? Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy, for democracy?
Hey.
We can do this.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Oh, no, my diaper's full. He's an utter embarrassment. Look, my grandfathers were both sharp until the end. One was 98. Sharper than that guy. Sharper than that guy. The guy's a buffoon. Just an absolute buffoon. Oh, and speaking of Ukraine, I mentioned that. This is a guy sending all the money to Ukraine, right? Billions of dollars. $174 billion. And I had somebody here on the show a couple days ago say, well, it's only 3% of the American defense budget. No, $63 billion or whatever it is almost 10% of the American defense budget, which is $700 billion. I'm not real good with math, but I can figure out that it's about 9%-ish. Not three. It's three times higher than that guy said here on the program. I should have him back, go over basic math with him, but that's okay. CBS News says the billions of dollars that you're spending as an American taxpayer has triggered a boom in Ukraine. An absolute boom. Where? Bars and nightclubs. Why don't we just buy a few more rounds for the good folks in Kyiv? Here it is.
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
Oh, fun fact, more bars, more restaurants. A great party scene in Kyiv. How do you feel about that, my friends? spend all that money, all that American money that we don't have, that we borrow from China and Japan and Germany and wherever else it comes from, bankrupting our future at $35 trillion of debt, soon to be 40, soon to be 50, soon to be $100 trillion of debt. They don't care. They don't care. The interest on what we just sent there would pay for schools and border security. Just the interest of what we're going to pay on that. Jake Sullivan, meanwhile, dangerous individual. Dangerous snake in Washington. And a liar, saying Ukraine will win the war against Russia. Really? Side bet. No chance, Jake. Ukraine's never going to win this war. It's not possible. But here he is. Listen up.
Ukraine can and will prevail. And that will be thanks to the bravery of its people, but also the support of its friends. First, the Ukrainian military remains a resilient, brave, and effective fighting force. And even as Ukrainians waited for U.S. security assistance, they were able to impose significant costs on Russia. Since the start of 2024, we estimate that Ukraine has destroyed more than 700 Russian armored vehicles and roughly 250 Russian tanks. Russia, meanwhile, has had to continue to throw its soldiers into the fight without proper training and equipment.
Well, golly, Jake, if that's true, why they need our money? I mean, if they're doing so well, why they need our cash? I mean, Europe's not throwing cash in the way we are. Makes you go, gee, Europe, do you even care what happened in Ukraine? Because we're outspending you several times to one. And if they're destroying all those vehicles from Russia, Jake, golly. Yeah. It's just a big fat lie, isn't it? Yes, it is a big fat lie. Thank you, Jake. Turning to other news and a message from one of our great sponsors, The Wellness Company. For months, the globalists have been warning us about Disease X, unnamed, unknown, a pandemic that could warn to be 100 times more lethal than COVID, they claim. Fearmongers that they are. But who knows what might happen. Now we read about the spread of H5N1, commonly known as the bird flu. Almost daily, we're treated to stories about the spread of bird flu among livestock, and now we know that the virus has mutated and infected some people, several people. Is it real? Just another election year mind game? I don't know. You don't know. But what I do know is this. You don't have to be concerned or scared or nervous. You don't have to panic. You can be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and its doctors have a brand new contagion kit, exactly what you need to have on hand to keep your family safe from bird flu, COVID, or whatever else the globalists throw out there on the table. The prescription contagion kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, the Tamiflu. The kit also provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these medications. Rest assured knowing that you have medications on hand to help keep you and your family safe. Go to twc.health/Gruber today and order. twc.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber and you will save 10% right now. You want to worry about it or do you want peace of mind? twc.health/Gruber. Save 10%. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.